101 Northridge, Los Angeles, KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo, a service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Voted Station of the Year by our peers in American Public Music Radio.
Support for Shiro's comes from Yet Brock Records, celebrating the new album from Aoife O'Donovan, All My Friends, available everywhere. See her live on her 2024 tour starting in May. Hey, I'm Carmel Holt, and welcome to She Rose Radio, a space that was created to turn up the volume of women's voices and gender-expansive folks in song and conversation. We're here not only to amplify, but multiply those voices that you may not even be aware you're missing, but are still not heard in equal numbers on the airwaves and in music. So we get together each week for an hour of songs and interviews featuring the trailblazers and the new visionaries across genres, generations, and identities, hosted, produced, and powered by women and queer folks. To quote Gloria Steinem, revolutions come from combining what exists into what has never existed before. This radio revolution starts now.
So scary, I'm still trying to clean up my side of the street. I can't imagine what would happen, cause I'm still acting out of habit. Hoping dirty words just don't escape my teeth. Oh, but every time I try just a little, promise that I'll meet in the middle, always find my back to my feet. So close the door and change the channel. Give me something I can handle. I could love her or someone that's nice to me. Take my money, wreck my Sundays. Love me till you're next somebody. Oh, but promise me that when it's time to leave, forget me. My friend Molly's got a guy she says to God could be a family. Says he's got the greenest eyes you've ever seen. But it's crazy all the days she spends just following him to parties. She seems happy, but that's not love to me. Oh, but every time I try just a little, promise that I'll meet in the middle, but always find my way back to my feet. So close the door and change the channel. Give me something I can handle. I could love her or someone who's nice to me. Love me till you're next somebody. Oh, and promise me that when it's time to leave, don't forget me. Don't forget me. And maybe I'm dead. Just for me. Oh, just for me. So close the door and change the channel. Give me something I can handle. I could love her. Someone is nice to me.
I'm standing by the river. I will be standing here forever. And though you're on the other side, my face you still can see. Why won't you look at me? Yeah. I am searching through the canyon. It is your name that I am calling. Though you're so far away, I know you hear my plea. Why won't you answer me? I am in the blood of your heart, the breath of your love. Why do you run for cover? You are from the dirt of the earth, the kiss of my mouth. I have always been your lover.
To anywhere, maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove.
get a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. My old man's got a problem. Yeah, with the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone. Be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Still drinking late at the bar. Some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Starting the show this week, celebrating the birthdays of two icons and sheroes of sheroes. Tracy Chapman is 60 on Saturday, March 30th, and Emmylou Harris is 77 on Tuesday, April 2nd. We heard the song that's been creating a big Tracy Chapman revival, Fast Car, and from Emmylou's 20th album, Stumble Into Grace, which, by the way, just had its 20th anniversary last year. We heard Here I Am. And here we are. Welcome back to Sheroes Radio, my friends. I'm your host, Carmel Holt. It is so great to see you as always, as together we'll turn up the volume of women's voices in song and conversation for the next hour. And speaking of icons, this week we welcome Sheryl Crow as our featured guest in celebration of her new album, Evolution. That's coming up in the second part of the show, so do stay with us. Now, another Shiro birthday to celebrate on March 30th, Lena Lovitch is 75. Here's Lucky Number on Shiro's Radio.
Nothing new. chemistry. I'm a king size killer. I can make your kingdom come. On my feet, I'm an earthquake shaking. So open up my little one. Hey, what are you looking at? Who the hell do you think I am? And what are you looking at? Like you never seen a broken man.
St. Vincent is back with her seventh album at the end of April called All Born Screaming. That was the first single, Broken Man, on She Rose Radio. And wishing Lena Lovitch a very happy 75th birthday on Saturday, March 30th. We heard Lucky Number. I'm Carmel Holt, and stay with us as our feature conversation this week is with Sheryl Crow, celebrating the release of her new album, Evolution. That's next.
Commercial radio is full of endless obnoxious ads. On public radio, your support replaces them. Subscribe today and keep the SoCal Sound all about the music at thesocalsound.org.
Support comes from Robin and Rhonda's Our World Vintage, estate sales, and online auctions, a local women-owned small business just a few minutes away from the CSUN campus at 2039 Glen Oaks Boulevard in San Fernando. As their slogan says, a different kind of thrift store with everything you're looking for and more. Robin and Rhonda's Our World Thrift Store. Hours and info at 818-365-3902. That's 818-365-3902.
The SoCal Sound has tickets to see Charlie Crockett on his $10 cowboy tour at the Greek Theater on August 9th. Thanks to our friends at Golden Voice, current members can find contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at axs.com. Charlie Crockett, the Greek Theater, August 9th.
Welcome to Hard Times. I'm feeling low. Do you like sinning?
kinds of people, all kinds of music. 88.5
Discover Music.
The SoCal Sound.
You're listening to She Rose, and I'm Carmel Holt. Back in 2019, the multi-Grammy winning artist, producer, multi-instrumentalist, and all-around icon, Sheryl Crow, put out her 11th studio album, called Threads. It was intended to be her final album and a celebration of all of her musical sheroes and heroes, as well as a spotlight on newer artists who she sees as lighting the way of the future. But a creative force like Sheryl Crow, who has always been an activist and someone who's paved the way for so many others, couldn't stay away from the studio for too long. Thankfully, the pause felt even shorter with the release of a 2022 documentary called Sheryl. And then in 2023, the year that also marked the 30th anniversary of her debut Tuesday Night Music Club, and just before being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Sheryl Crow announced her upcoming new album called Evolution. In today's conversation, we'll hear why Sheryl turned the production reins over to someone else for the first time since her debut, why she feels it's important to work with and uplift other women, and how, at 62, she has more to say and is more inspired than ever to write music. I'm so thrilled to help celebrate the release of Evolution this week and welcome Sheryl Crow as this week's Shiro in the Spotlight. Sheryl Crow, Shiro of Shiros, welcome to Shiros. I am so honored and thrilled to have you here.
Thank you. It's nice to be here on Shiros. I love the name of it. It's great.
Thank you. I like it too. Congratulations on Evolution. We are all so very excited because you had said that Threads might be the end, and lo and behold, it wasn't. We should have known better,
I know.
Really.
I just don't trust what comes out of my own mouth. Yes, and I do still feel the same about making records. The fact that I've had a whole life built around albums. I mean, I grew up on albums. Albums made me want to do my own albums. I started producing myself and creating albums, which to me, like, I have a beginning, a middle, and an end. It takes you on a journey. And then now with technology, obviously, and streaming, you put a whole body of work out, and then you have songs that appear on playlists with people you've never even heard of. So after the last record, I thought, you know, Threads is a great bookend to like a 35-year career. And I'll just put songs out after this. But this record, I wound up having enough for an EP, and I thought, well, shoot, I'll just write two more songs and we'll just make it a record. So that's what I did.
So this process began with the title track, as I understand it, right?
It did, yeah. So the album, which is called Evolution, started out with a song that I just wrote on guitar, and it was about my concern over artificial intelligence. Now, years and years and years ago, I can remember when I was out touring on the global warming tour with Lori David during the Inconvenient Truth, we were going to colleges and talking about the environment. Stephen Hawking came out and said, it won't be the environment that is the undoing of civilization. It will be artificial intelligence. And I'm like, what is that? What's artificial intelligence? And now we're here. And just seeing how it's going to affect us as artists, being able to download somebody's voice onto your demo, it's a slippery slope. And when we're at a point where already the algorithms just feed to us what we already believe, then where will we find the truth? So I wrote a song about it. Was like, what do I do with this song? I called my friend who's a great producer named Mike Elizondo, who's, you know, been at the helm of so many amazing careers, and said, what do you think about this? And he's like, I want to produce it. And then I just kept feeding him little demos, and he would just create these incredible movies around my little demos, and that's how I wound up with the album.
Let's hear a little clip of this here, and the guitar solo features Tom Morello.
Yes, I've known Tom for years. You know, I've been at different fundraising, different boycott lines. We both are very cause-oriented. This song, the way that Mike approached it was, the track feels terrifying and embracing, just like AI is, and we're like, who should we get to play the solo? Well, it turns out that Rage Against the Machine and I were being inducted into the Hall of Fame. He's like, what about getting Tom Morello? And he blew it out of the water. I mean, if anybody can take it to an outer space place, it's Tom Morello. And he just killed it.
We headed in this paradise. We are passengers and there's no one at the wheel. No matter how well you can outdo me, there is one thing you will never do, and it's feel.
That's Evolution. It falls right in the middle of the new album by the same name by Sheryl Crow, who's our guest today on Shiro's. And I'm Carmel Holt. We were talking about the genesis of this album, and you mentioned that you teamed up with Mike Elizondo. You yourself are a producer and have produced the majority or co-produced the majority mm-hmm. of your albums throughout your career. Talk to us about, first of all, your decision to hire an outside producer and what mm-hmm. your experience has been along these three decades?
Well, my earliest beginnings of producing myself were just my doing my demos. And my first album that came out, Tuesday Music Club, I worked with Bill Bottrell, who's an amazing producer. And that record was highly successful. So to follow it up, we went into the studio and Bill wound up needing to leave. I wound up telling my manager, look, I'm not sure what to do. And he's like, you produce yourself. That's what you've always done. Just do it. And I produced the second record, which ultimately became a really big success. But at that point, there weren't record labels that were encouraging any women to produce themselves. In fact, I could safely say there was only one or two well-known female engineers, one of which Susan Rogers worked with Prince. It just wasn't done. You know, you didn't have the support of record labels, which were predominantly run by men. The agents were men. The promoters were men. The radio programmers were men. Women just went in, sang songs, and wore cute clothes, you know. And because that record became successful, it gave me the opportunity and a lot of other women the opportunity to go in and produce themselves, to say, look, I know what I'm doing, and I'm the best representative of my art, so I'm going to do this. After Threads, I felt differently about record making. And with this particular body of work, I didn't want to hear what I had done in the past. I wanted somebody to blow my mind, and I knew I wasn't going to be able to blow my mind because I know what I do, right? So yes, I've known Mike for 24 years, I guess. And he's an amazing musician, but he's also just an amazing human being. So I had this experience where I kept feeling like I was supposed to work with him and I was supposed to do this song by Peter Gabriel called Digging in the Dirt. And so I called him and it's like, I don't know why this keeps coming up. I turn on my headphones and Digging in the Dirt's playing. I dreamt the other night we were working on it. And so I'm like, I'm calling you and saying we need to do this. We did finally do it. And Peter Gabriel is on it. But just the whole album has felt really sacred to me. Like I literally gave him a piano vocal and a guitar vocal. I mean, that's all. I would feed those to him and he would build around that. And then I would just go in, you know, just listen to this incredible cinematic explosion. And it was really, really fun.
That sounds amazing. And so in a way, kind of relaxing.
It was very liberating. I mean, I will say, you know, at first I was like, oh, wow. First thing I heard was Evolution. And I was like, oh, it doesn't sound like what I do. And then I sat back and went, yes, it does not. It sounds like what the song means and how it should feel. I gave him a song called Broken Record. The song comes from my own anger at how we treat each other on social media, particularly how I was treated after speaking out about the shooting here in Nashville. And I played it for some people, like in my band, and my co-writer, Jeff, who I didn't write the song with. I said, I wrote this song. What do you think? And he's like, ah, you know, it made him uncomfortable. I sent it to Mike and Mike's like, oh, let me have that. I felt like I was just like on this beautiful raft in the middle of the ocean. You know, I'm not a person that says everybody needs to like turn all their guns in. I'm just a person that says, can we just figure out how to meet in the middle and talk about ways to make our kids' lives safer. You know, if everybody has a gun, we're going to start solving our problems with guns, right? And I got a lot of really negative, nasty comments, which I don't generally read. And I had to reflect on what my mom has always said to me since I was little. It's just as easy to be nice as it is to be a jerk. And that's what the song is about. You know, it's like the whole thing is about we can disagree and still be friends. We can disagree and still have respect for each other. I mean, it's just like a knee-jerk response to that emotion.
Anger sucks, but at least your brand's trending. Dude, you must get tired. Well, we were buds, but now I'm unfriending. That's not how I'm wired.
We have Sheryl Crow with us on She Rose. The new album is Evolution, and that's track 8 called Broken Record. I'm Carmel Holt, and I wanted to talk a little bit about this moment in your career. You just had this major moment of getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There was the Sheryl documentary, 30th anniversary of your debut album, Tuesday Night Music Club. It's a reflective time, naturally. And I wanted to hear a little bit about what that journey has been like for you, looking back in the rearview mirror, yeah. What you have discovered or rediscovered about you, your music, and especially for the purposes of She Rose, where things have progressed and where we might still need to do some work for women in this industry.
Yeah. I think my story is the story of a young girl who was raised to think that if you worked hard and you were a nice person, that things worked out for you. And along the way, there were a lot of things I had to learn and unlearn about that. I started out as a school teacher in St. Louis. I moved to LA, did some session work, went on the road with Michael Jackson. And from that moment, I think my learning curve really started to form, and it wasn't pleasant. You know, I endured a lot of sexual harassment. I tried to get help, and that fell on deaf ears. We are now starting to see that with the Me Too movement, that anyone that tries to pull that off is at risk of having the woman be believed. And that is a very good thing. Obviously, we still have a long way to go. When I was coming up too, like I said, women weren't producing themselves. They're basically being told what to wear. And, you know, the videos could sexualize you. Most of what was happening was very Svengali, where everybody that worked in the business side of it were male. I find that to still be somewhat true, but maybe not as overbearing as it was, because women now are bigger than the business. I mean, when you have women like Taylor and Beyonce, who are bigger than even the industry itself, there aren't very many men that can tower over that. But we still are fighting for what we believe we deserve, you know, equal pay, that kind of thing. We're still trying to get women to be interested in working at the board and mixing. And we have a ways to go with that. But I would say that we've come a long way. And I'm very, very blessed that I came up when I came up, because I got to become an artist without the scrutiny of YouTube and cell phones. And, you know, I feel for the young artists now that not only have to compete in a world of so much coming out, but also have to wield a brand, create a brand in order to sell their art. And that I find to be, you know, problematic. And at some point that will probably have to fix itself.
How did you handle your image, all of those pressures to be, like you said, sexualized or be even just under the male gaze?
It's really, really funny. Like, I look at my records and I go, okay, the first album cover, I'm like, hi, I'm Sheryl. I'm in a jean shirt and I'm like girl next door. The next album, after I'd kind of gotten beaten up, I'm like black eye makeup. Don't F with me. You know, I had some growing pains when I was coming up. And at a certain point, you step back and go, okay, wait a minute. Who am I and why am I? And then you go from there. And being diagnosed with breast cancer was definitely a game changer. After that, it was like, no. This is my career, it's my life, and I will do what I want. And, you know, sometimes it takes that to get to that place where you say, I am the most valuable person in my business. I love this record. I'm very proud of it. I feel like I'm a better songwriter than I've ever been. And yet, I can't get arrested. That is the reality of it. You cannot compete with social media and the young people. You cannot compete with the brands of sexuality. I'm not going to have 100 million followers. And that is what equates with the success of some of the young women that are out there. But I would say this, I also think I'm very blessed in the fact that I'm still doing it. And what kind of career do you have after your beauty does start to crack and you do get, you know, the lines on your face and the plastic surgery doesn't look so great anymore? I want to say to women, empower yourself with words and with acceptance and compassion. And I know all of that sounds woo-woo, but at the end of the day, what we model is where our power is. What we model as feminists who stand up and say, my power is not in my looks, it's not in my body, it is the art that I'm putting out. It is the experience that I'm documenting that all of us are experiencing. And I can do that. I'm 62. I can continue to do that. I have to be okay with only a small percentage of people hearing it, as opposed to the old days when the record would come out and we'd sell 3-4 million, you know. It's disappointing, obviously, but it is the nature of all things now. We're so hypercritical about how women look. We put so much emphasis and so much power and also so much money into the influence of women who are perfect and beautiful and who wield that. I will forever have questions about where does it fit into the feminist movement, but I'm older. You know, I look at it now and I go, okay, so where's the power if the brand is bigger than the art? And those are questions I can't answer, but I can observe and I can write about it.
We have Sheryl Crow with us on She Rose. The new album is Evolution. Let's go to another song here. I have a favorite, Love Life.
Oh.
Featuring Wendy of Wendy and Lisa.
Yeah, the song Love Life, actually, Mike and I wrote 20 years ago. That I couldn't figure out how to fit words on it. And so we finally finished it. And actually, Wendy played on the original. And we used the track from 20 years ago.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah. You know, she played on My Favorite Mistake. So it's fun. You know, as you get older, you feel very precious about the relationships you've made. You feel like, okay, we've been through all the angsty years. And here we are, older and wiser and filled with more gratitude than ever, you know. So it's really, really fun.
When we were young, we sipped strawberry wine. Me and my friend would cross the Tennessee line. Fake IDs and some neon lights. Get us out on the floor and we dance all night. I remember thinking I don't want this to end. Living for the day when we do it again.
Love Life by Sheryl Crow. The new album is Evolution. Sheryl's our guest today on She Rose, and I'm Carmel Holt. What are some of your most treasured relationships that you have with other women in the business, and is that important to you?
Oh my gosh. I mean, honestly, I can't imagine having a career where I didn't have women that supported me or women that I could support. You know, I grew up wanting to emulate Linda Ronstadt and Stevie Nicks. And Stevie is one, in fact, I'm working on a track of hers right now, who literally brought me to the table. You know, she mythically reached me. And then when I got to know her, she embraced me. And she's been a lifeline and a long, long time friend and collaborator. And to be able to be that for a younger artist and getting to know some of these artists like Brandy or Olivia or Maren Morris or Allison Russell or Lucius, it's fun to be able to kind of sit back like the mama bear and, you know, pat them a little and say, yes, you're onto it. You're onto it. Because we need each other. You know, art is a feminine energy.
What piece of advice did you receive as a young woman from another woman that was the most impactful on you? And
yeah.
What is the piece of advice that you find yourself imparting onto young women that you encounter now in music?
There's one that really sticks out for me that was a little bit like having a chiropractor take me and my art and give us an adjustment. And it was Chrissy Hynde. I was in the studio in New York and I'd been working on this record. It was the record after Globe Sessions. It ultimately wound up being the Come On, Come On record. And, you know, I'd just been going at this pace. It was just like 7 or 8 years back to back of never taking a break. And I had $1 million into this record already and had not finished it. And I was literally pulling my hair out. And I ran into her in a studio in New York and she's like, what's going on? And I told her and she's just like, you need to realize that your music is not your life. Your life is your life and music is something you do in your life. And if you take off time away from music, you will still have your music whenever you come back to it. And she told me about how she had her kids and she took 8 years away to raise her kids and she came back to it. And I think it took having somebody with that kind of experience say, you have earned the break and you deserve the break. And unless you take the break, you really will have very little to write about. And that was really true for me. I mean, I needed to go out and live a little and experience some life in order to come back and have anything to say. And so I did. I took off a year, didn't do anything. I hung out and it was great. And when I came back to finish the record, you know, I zipped it right up and I've embraced that ever since, where I've taken time off and just thought, you know what? It's all going to be there when I get done.
And how about now, what you would say to a young artist?
Well, I mean, there's several things I would say. And I think some of these young artists are a lot more savvy and a lot wiser than I was. But It took me putting out a couple of records before I learned that reading your reviews or what people had to say about you was damaging. It took me a long time to realize that people have opinions, and sometimes those opinions are based on their experience, and sometimes their opinions are based on how they feel about themselves or a preconceived notion about you. And it's just good if you stay in the art and stay out of everything that's outside of that art. And then the other thing is, you know, I find that for me, the joy is in the process. And I feel even at this age, at 62, I'm becoming a better songwriter. I'm becoming a better band leader. I'm becoming a better performer. I'm becoming a better producer. I'm becoming a better representative of myself. And that to me is where the excitement and the joy and the optimism is. And so I, you know, when young artists ask me, I always say, stay into the process, listen to the greats, you know, listen to all the wonderful songs that came out of Motown and Stax, and just be into the craft. And then when you go in to write your heart, you have a huge platform to stand on. And that's really what's helped me through the years.
Cheryl, it's been such an honor to have you here. We only have a couple minutes left, and I want to make sure that we leave time for the Shiro's Magic Wand Wish. Are you ready?
Oh my gosh. Okay, yes.
So, Sheryl Crow, my Shiro, if I were to give you the Shiro's Magic Wand and say, Sheryl Crow, with this magic wand, you possess the power to change anything in the music industry for women and non-binary people, what would you change? First wave of the wand.
Oh my gosh, it's so hard. I mean, I'm going to sound really old. And I will say, and I've said it before, my kids say I was born in the 1870s. I think for women, for non-binary, for every woman out there who is an artist, the one thing that I would change is the expectation on women. I would encourage a system that is not based on anything other than the energy that we put out. Now, that is a very idealized idea, but I think if we could take the social media and the 6-second attention span out of it, that perhaps everything would be softer and gentler, and it would create more space for more art to just be flowing, for people to still be able to hear a whole song and experience it.
Sheryl Crow, thank you so much for being with us on Shiro's. I could talk to you for hours.
Oh, Carmel, thanks for having me. Love being on it. I love, and all those women out there, man, keep on rocking on in the free world, to quote Neil Young.
Which song should we go out with today?
I want you to go out with a song that sort of started the whole process. I am a person that has talked ad nauseum about my mental health challenges. And this song meant so much to me. I did not write the song. It's called Digging in the Dirt. And it just meant so much to me as I was going through last year, a lot of digging to find joy, to find peace, to find levity. And then, lo and behold, after we did the song, we sent it to Peter Gabriel, and he loved it and added in. So I'm having you play this. And I'm going to encourage everybody to dig deep and come up with joy.
Something in me, dark and sticky. All the time it's getting strong. No way of dealing with this feeling. Can't go on like this too long.
With thanks to Sheryl Crow. Thank you for being with us on Shiro's. What a pleasure.
Thanks, Carmel. Thanks for having me.
Massive thanks once again to Sheryl Crow for being with us. Her 12th studio album, Evolution, is out now on Big Machine Records. Today's conversation was condensed and edited for radio. To hear the full interview, download and subscribe to the Shiro's podcast, distributed by Talkhouse and available everywhere. Next, we close the hour celebrating two more Shiro birthdays this week, Jill Scott and Nora Jones, when Shiro's Radio continues.
Place it goes.
Hey, it's Nick Harcourt inviting you to join me for the morning show with Jet, weekday mornings from 6 till 10 with regular giveaways, features like our Latin Alternative Track of the Day, Nick's Pick, and Fresh Squeeze Track of the Day, and we play more music than anywhere else in town. Join us weekday mornings, 6 till 10, right here at 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
It's Shiro's Radio, and now we have two more Shiro birthdays to celebrate. Jill Scott is 52 on April 4th, and back in January, she teased her first new album since 2015's Woman. We are so ready. From that last album, here's Back Together.
Pieces of me were scattered, blowing in the cold in different directions. Truth, truth, truth be told, but then I looked into like it could be all right. You went and put me back together, back together again. Going through heartache, oh, you know I think I lost my mind for time. And couldn't get better, couldn't get no better, no matter, no matter how hard I tried.
alright. You went and put me back together. You went and put me back together. Back together again. Somebody sing.
Oh,
From Norah Jones' new album, Visions, that's All This Time on She Rose Radio, wishing Birthday Jones a very happy 45th on March 30th. And if you missed Norah on She Rose a few weeks back, check out our interview on the She Rose podcast. Also wishing a happy birthday to Jill Scott. We heard Back Together from her last album, 2015's Woman, and we'll keep you posted on any news of her new one, which is hopefully coming sometime this year. That wraps up this week's edition of She Rose. Thanks to you for tuning in wherever you may be listening. Together, let's keep turning up the volume. She Rose Radio is produced by me and is mixed and mastered by Kelly Drake. Our original theme music is by Lucius. Keep in touch. We're at She Rose Radio on social media and online at SheRoseRadio.com. Support for She Rose this week comes from Yep Brock Records, celebrating the new album from Aoife O'Donovan, All My Friends, available everywhere, and see her live on her 2024 tour starting in May. Until next time, remember that music is our superpower. I'm Carmel Holt. Thanks for listening.
88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.